Your gigs tour. That's what I want to know about.
Come on, let's see a bit of background.
I ain't seen you since, well, obviously, I randomly saw that post on Instagram. Fucking landlord tour.
Well, we should probably tell the people who everyone is now.
Yeah. Everyone knows who you are.
It's Firestar, isn't it? It's DJ Firestar. I'm not new to this. And the co-hosts, Gavin, in the building.
Yes.
Resh, in the building.
Hi.
Softly spoken.
I'm going to try and speak up, though.
Come on.
You can actually hear me.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, anyways, we're here. You want to start this thing off?
What Gavin asked, because I actually met you after this.
You did?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I only know bits that you've told me.
What about the tour?
Yeah.
I'll tell you my angle. I'm on Instagram randomly and then fucking Firestar pops up with the landlord tour.
Or the flyer.
Yeah, the flyer and your name's on it. I was like, what?
Yeah. Are
like,
you on
it? Yeah. Can't believe it, bro. Whatever.
Let me tell you about that flyer. You know I got a call? It's April the 1st, bro.
When was the concert? I can't remember what day.
It was like 20 days after that, but I'd had a convo with gigs like at Christmas, just not about the tour.
Just a normal convo.
Just to say Merry Christmas. The Landlord album come out October.
Yeah.
2016, yeah?
Yeah.
It was out. And obviously it was game changing. So by the time it was Christmas, it was already bubbling. But remember, he couldn't tour. Yeah?
Mm.
So at Christmas.
I didn't know that.
Well, he'd never been on tour.
He couldn't tour, but you know, up to that Christmas.
The clubs were still, all the shows, it was still a problem until that point, probably, right?
Really? I
didn't know. And then we've had a conversation, just Merry Christmas, whatever, just checking in kind of thing, right?
As you do.
And not even, just on a polite one, really. And then he's hollered back and I've just thrown it out there, like, by chance. There was no tour in it. I knew nothing about a tour.
Yeah.
I've said, oh, bro, the album's sick. Like, if by some miracle they let you tour, I'd love to be involved. That's all I said.
Yeah.
I'd love to be involved. No problem, bro. I got you, is what he said. I didn't think nothing. Listen, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, he calls me. He rings me, and obviously, like, it's gigs, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Speaks like he sounds, isn't it? Straight fucking gangster. Fine. You know, them ones like that's him, innit? Like, and he calls me and he's like, "You ready for the fucking RNS? Like the real tour? You know what I mean?"
I
said, "I'm in," but the thing is, I'm irritating. So I'm asking him bare questions straight away. He's like, "Bro, don't ask me no questions. Like, don't irritate me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're on the tour." Yeah, just be ready. I'm still thinking it's April Fool's Day. Like, I mean, ring one or two of the brethren, isn't it? Like, yo, I'm on the tour.
Yeah,
but
I
don't know what I'm going. Like,
yeah.
I see DMO on. Big shout out to DMO. He was on the tour as well. So me and him were supporting. Obviously, we were supporting DJs. And Giggs is DJ Dubplate Mex. He's the guy that does his stage show. Yeah, that's his guy. DMO pops up. Someone's retweeted it on Twitter. Gas to announce I'm on the gigs tour. Boom, flyer, everything. His face on the his edit.
Okay.
Bruv, I'm not on it. It's his own edit. My name's nowhere in it. I'm fucking nearly in tears, isn't it? Like, I've been void. Next thing you know, like, the next day, I think it was, I must have been in the house. I've gone for a shower. Come back to my phone. The phone's just gone mad, innit? My boy Meats has hit me up. He's like, bro, you see Giggs' Instagram? He just posted your name on the flyer, bruv. Like, that's how I seen it, innit?
Did you wet yourself?
Bro, I lost my mind, innit?
Were you not in discussion with him about what you're doing, what you're doing?
Nothing,
when?
Bro. Geezer is a man. He's a man of his word. You hear everyone talk about him. Integrity is... That's him. Like, that's why everyone says it.
He comes across like that. If he's not going to do it, he ain't going to do it. And if he is,
he's the sort of person that venues that probably blocked him before.
He ain't going back.
He's not going there. Why do you think he shows so much love to, like, he talks about, I've heard him talk about, like, Reading a lot, because they showed him love when none of the other festivals were.
Yeah, he does. He says that.
You know? So, like...
What year was this again?
What, the tour?
Yeah, yeah.
April 2017. 17. So about a year and a half ago now.
Was this before the Warehouse project? Where he was like the headline?
Was that, was Warehouse, did...
I don't know, I'm trying to... I went to that and I'm trying to work out when it was, because he was,
it's
like,
probably after. I think it was after.
That was like in November.
Yeah, because that's when all the big shows started coming in after the tour. So, what was I saying? The image come out.
That's what I see.
Fucking, honestly.
You'd have thought it was my name on the
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about, like, how, on... No one can, like... That shit is, like it's history, isn't it?
Of course.
Straight, like, who can take... No and one can thing, say anything,
the
like...
The thing is, yeah, for me, it weren't even... What's big about it, looking back, it weren't a joke tour. I'll be honest, like, I'm not a massive gigs fan. I'm not going to sit
nah,
here...
Are you,
like,
what?
I'm not... I'm going to sit here and make out like I'm a massive gigs fan, but you see, when I seen that, yeah, I thought, I got to go, number one.
Bro.
Just to support you. Not, for me, it weren't even about going to see gigs. It's about, obviously, seeing you on that tour would have been a big thing.
You
went down there... The
Wait,
show,
which one did you go to?
The Birmingham show. That's it. I didn't even go to the London show. Look like a zoo.
London's everyone on the final. No, but, I mean, London for him
London,
was just...
London, like, obviously growing up down there, you see shows, yeah? And I think people don't appreciate artists in London as much as they should.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But London on the YouTube...
I think it's been getting a little bit better from what, well, I've seen...
Recently.
Can I just shout out Manchester? Because that's sick when they do a Manchester tour.
Manchester was one of the sickest shows, like, ever. Yeah. Manchester and Glasgow. But really? Manny, every time.
Yeah.
Apart from London, which is... Because London brings... The extraness. Like, yeah. London was... I mean...
Everyone comes out.
Everyone's there, bruv, yeah, with you. Getz is there. Yeah, Kano's there. Crept and Conan are there. Everyone's just there.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Like...
But that's what I'm saying. I went to the Birmingham tour, so you're saying, like, that weren't even, what, top three out of all the shows.
Birmingham was, like, pretty early in the tour. I think it was the second day.
It was
a Sunday night. It was, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
I had Kid Ink that same night in Cambridge, so I left Birmingham and went straight to Cambridge.
I can't remember. But... I just remember in the show, I was there... On my ones in the crowd. It was an absolute zoo.
His stage.
You don't realise
show,
until the show how bro. Many hits this guy's got.
Yeah, for me.
Who's not, like I said, I'm not the biggest
fan.
No,
man. Like,
he's got some hits. So, and that's the thing. So all them, everything behind it, like you just said, he weren't even allowed to go on tour, what,
yeah,
6 months
yeah.
prior. Whatever.
And it was what we done, what, 6 dates? I think we done 6 dates.
I think I didn't come to that because I was seeing him at Warehouse Project. I was so excited about that, to see gigs at Warehouse Project.
That's what surprised me, the amount of girls that are into it.
Like, nah, he's got fans.
I didn't know that. I was ignorant.
You see, now it's like, man, the thing with this whole thing is like anything, like, man was a fan before, innit?
Yeah.
Big, like,
he
with,
was big
with
when
he's
I was
been.
At uni. Yeah, it's been eight.
Forget a fan, like.
Do you know what's mad?
He's been to.
Do you know what's mad? I can actually certify that. I don't know if you remember this, yeah? The first time I saw Gigs Live was at one of your. I don't know if you put the rave on or you was on the flight in Nottingham.
Yeah, that's Oceana. Where we bought. That's where we done gigs.
Yeah,
we done two
that.
Shows and
this is uni time.
Let me tell you, that was 2014.
Probably,
yeah. Because but
was it before then?
Maybe even before.
No,
but
before,
the problem
before then.
We've tried anywhere throughout my period of putting on events. He's been on every list. He's been in every conversation, but it's been shut down from
really?
A promoter point. In
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, even to
well,
even
when was look what the cat dragged in. When
yeah,
what times
was
then?
Talking the hardest.
Talking the hardest was like early.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. Since then,
I'm talking about
that
the
was bloody. I couldn't tell you the
I'm
years.
I'm talking about
like,
the time. Obviously, he's on a different level now. But I'm talking about the time when he was after Talking the Hardest, and he had another like sort of like when he peaked a bit more. I remember I went to the event, and again, it weren't really my thing. But you got an event on.
Them,
I'm down. I went.
Them joints there, like.
Shut it down.
It's like he was on every list for every event, no matter whether he had, like, right now when you book or you go to the thing that's bringing people in is who's relevant.
Yeah, of course.
You know who's yeah, got a relevant banger. You could be hot for a minute. You know, you could have the like, not saying they're not hot now, but like Unknown T, boom, he comes out with his joint. He's hot for a period of time with that joint.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to book him. Look now, like Russ, Gun Lean. Everyone's trying to book him. That's what's working now. But Giggs was always on every list back then. It's like, it don't matter. You've got the catalogue. If he comes and it gets okayed, everyone's coming to see him. So he was on every list. But the Landlord album just changed everything, bro.
Yeah, it changed the game.
Like,
there were so many good tunes on that album.
It just changed everything.
But you think the game's changed anyway? Like, I think back, do you remember when they wouldn't, this is how mad it is, yeah? So obviously, we used to do like student nights. So I was doing a comedy show with one of my guys, and anything I did pretty much, Firestar would be on the flyer. And it's come to the point where we just started working together to the, and then you started getting bookings. Do you remember when Amit?
Yeah. This is at uni. This isn't like in Derby. This is in Derby.
So this guy used to run. This is the thing that annoyed us. Yeah. So, and I'm not even bullshitting. This is like, it's actual fact. Blush was probably one of the biggest events in the uni calendar because the student union used to
a comedy show, right?
We used to sell out every event, killing it. Had Richard Blackwood, Kojo, a lot of the big names. Now we had them. Back in like early 2000s.
That's really good. I never went to anything like this when I was at uni.
And that's the thing, they didn't have it. So one of our guys, Martin, bring up Martin, he sort of come up with the idea. We all pushed it forward. People like Firestar helped push it forward. So like we've got one of the hottest events of the calendar year. Firestar's doing events up and down like the East Midlands and that. Obviously, in fact, I think you were getting more bookings outside of Derby than you were in Derby.
True. Because we were small, bro.
It was just weird. But his whole thing, and it was for me coming from London, I grew up in around the grime scene and that, coming up to the Midlands and seeing someone like him that actually knew about this shit was pretty impressive for me, ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
But on that note, the one thing we do have to mention, which is relevant because I always remember this, we done a night, like, I don't want to bore the people, but we done the night, Inflation, do you remember?
Oh yeah, that was
but let me tell you something about that. Yeah. Bro, you were the first person, he was the first person that put me up on Chucky.
Yeah,
he knew about Chuck. He said to me, because you wanted to bring Chuck. I bought Seth. Hold tight, Seth. Yeah, do you remember we had Funky and Seth and we had Chucky?
Yes.
Yeah, and you hadn't met Seth, I don't think. But you were like, and you were telling me, yo, Chucky's the guy in the ends. Because in Derby, we had like a lot
what
of.
What does Chucky do? Is he a DJ?
Yeah. Chucky's been a selector from time.
I've heard him before that.
I knew Chucky when he was an MC. MC,
I've seen clips. Yeah.
And then I was DJing them times, and then I stopped DJing, and he sort of, when I stopped, he sort of started, and he just killed it. Like, the guy used to give out CDs everywhere. I think that's what really changed the game for him. Like, he was one of the ones to proper hit the road and give CDs out. So when it come to events, I just knew he was hitting his peak of, well, he's probably got bigger since, but he was definitely getting massively bigger at that point. And I was like, I was saying, who are we going to book? And I was like, we need to bring in Chucky, man. And you know what's mad? There's other promoters in Derby, because we'd left Derby by now. But we just knew we could go there, do something, and it would probably work. So me and Firestar hooked up, bring in Chucky. How we got there, and the guys that were in our position we was in before, that are promoting events, they were at the event. Do you remember? They had their t-shirts promoting their event.
Yeah.
We got the D-Boys. We're cool now, but it's funny because we did the event. Chucky obviously ripped the place to shreds. The students had never heard a set like it before. And then, next thing I know, them boys have got the event like a month later with Chucky on the lineup. Like, what? Did they try to book Seth as well?
Probably, bro. But the thing,
they copied the whole pattern.
You didn't know that was happening?
No, I seen the flyer and I was like, these don't book Chucky. But you know when it's the way, it's not like I was trying to book fucking Charlie Slough or Tim Westwood where they could have heard about him anyway. It was blatantly obvious that they come to the event, they seen this guy rip it to shreds and they've called him and said, oh, you don't kill
him. What do you mean they rip it to shreds?
Like, he just taught it. Like, there's pictures on Facebook. Yeah. It was just a bit of a madness. If you ever been to a rave that he's DJing, there's always a vibe.
Yeah.
He's always.
But if that's the case, why would you expect they would book him? Why wouldn't they?
But I know, but we're in the same city, and there's rules.
This is stuff I don't really
there's understand. Rules to this. There's rules to it's this like, game, like.
It's business,
but it's not anymore.
It's
but
business. You
it's like
make
if
money.
You go out, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't copy the.
If you go out and you go out shopping for like the most unique jacket or whatever,
yeah,
and you wear it out, and then you you see this girl that you don't know, but you kind of know, and she sees you in the jacket, and you go out 2 weeks later,
and she's got the same fur on.
Okay.
Come
it's
on.
Not because it's come off ASOS or, do you know what I mean?
It's because
she's seen you wearing it, and she's gone to that quirky boutique that you felt only you knew about, and then she's wearing
it. But the point is that the Chucky relationship, he's played multiple events for me throughout the years from that because you bought him and he's doing his thing. But he's a blessed guy. Like, I just want to say that every time shows love. I need anything, I can call him, have a quick conversation, book in.
To be fair, because
he's
even,
the guy, man.
Even like, then, he was giving us pointers. He's saying, look, if you need any help, whatever.